This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo. So, I don't know what all's going on with Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy, I know he's been having a bad year. I know that the police raided his homes. All that stuff was in the news. They took hard drives and computers. And then there was this whole crazy story from Suge Knight. I think it was on a podcast from prison where he said that he thinks that the raiding of Puff Daddy's house led to Ben Affleck and J-Lo's relationship problems. But there really, other than that, there has not been a lot of updates on, okay, you guys raided his home. It looked like a military operation when they raided that place in, Miami?
Crazy.
It was totally crazy. And then since then, we really haven't gotten, and I know it probably takes a while to put together a case, but we haven't gotten a lot of information. But then I see this, and this seems newsworthy. This guy who, you guys ever heard of the Sinaloa cartel?
Yes.
I've heard of it, so I assume it must
be
the
Chapo,
biggest
right?
or one of the biggest. Is that his?
That's El Chapo.
Sinaloa is maybe the only cartel that I would recognize the name.
It's the Cali's and the Sinaloa.
See, Cali's, I don't know if I would know that
those
one.
Those are the two like rivals, I think.
Sinaloa is definitely one that I hear quite a bit. I just watched something, that cartel, cocaine cartel thing on Apple, which I told you guys to watch about the horses and the cartels.
Cocaine Cowboy or something?
It's something like that. It's like Cocaine Cowboys, but it's about them, the cartels, basically laundering money with horses. And I think those were Sinaloa, but anyhow, this guy is, we don't know for sure that this guy is actually associated with the Sinaloa cartel, but he says he is. What we do know is that he's in prison, and he claims that he has connections to the Sinaloa cartel.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to sue Puff Daddy. Why? Defamation.
Okay.
Which, this whole thing is weird. Now, I will tell you, the judge has already thrown this out, basically because he's saying, you are trying to sue someone, saying that they hurt your business. The problem is, the business that you're saying this person hurt was an illegal business to begin with. But what this guy is accusing Diddy of, or accused him of, at least it sounds like, is that one of Diddy's coworkers, so not Diddy directly, but someone that works for Diddy, called this guy up, the supposed cartel member, and tells him, hey, I need your help. We need some things. And apparently they'd done business together in the past, maybe gotten drugs for him and things of that nature. This guy says, look, Diddy wants to throw a party, and we need some underage, some young girls. I think he calls them young girls for this party. And the Sinaloa guy says, hey, look, you know, I can't help you because the Sinaloa cartel, we don't traffic minors. That's not something we do. You know,
only majors.
Right. Only of age. What do you think we are? Just because we're cartels, we still have rules, right?
Right.
So that's what he says happened. Now, he says that the Puff Daddy guy is like, look, if you don't do this for me, if you don't do this for us, you're going to regret it. Well, to a cartel member.
Puff Daddy is threatening a cartel member?
That's the story. It's really kind of too crazy to believe, but that's the story, is that they're saying, look, you better get us what we want, get us these young girls, or you're going to regret it. And the cartel member claims that he's like, look, well, I can't. It's not something we do. And that because he said, I can't help you, Puff Daddy made good on his word, or his people did. And his drug business, especially in the New York area, dried up because people stopped calling this cartel member to get their drugs because I guess Puff Daddy said, hey, we're blacklisting this Sinaloa cartel guy. The whole thing is pretty ridiculous, and you know, I find it hard to believe. We don't even know for sure that this guy is actually connected to the Sinaloa cartel. If someone told me, hey, cartel members never actually admit that they're cartel members, I'd buy that. I don't know. But this guy says that he was, and he's suing Puff Daddy for defamation.
An alleged affiliate of the Sinaloa cartel has filed a lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs, claiming after trying to solicit the gang for business opportunities, Combs ruined this man's livelihood.
Ruined his livelihood. Which, look, if it were true, Puff Daddy is so much more badass than I ever would have thought.
I would have never thought.
I never thought of him as
a guy who can pull rank on the cartel.
Gangster, right? No, he just seemed. I mean,
he's a music producer and a rapper. Talks a little bit of crap.
I've been missing you, right? He's not even like one of the tough rappers. He's Puff Daddy. But if this is true, that would be a lot of street cred for Puff Daddy. Now, what I will say though, whether it's true or not, if someone calls me, or if my lawyer calls me, if I had one, and said, "Listen, this guy, I guess he bought drugs from him before. He says he's a part of the Sinaloa cartel. He says he said something on the radio about buying drugs and how some of there was a bad batch. He's suing you for defamation." You know me, Laszlo. In that moment, I would probably drop dead right there on the phone.
I'd be happy.
Happy that...
Well, I wouldn't be happy that, but I'd be like, well, I mean, he could have just killed me on the way home. So he's decided not to go that route. So that's good. I'll see you in court, I guess. Like, at least I've... You know, it seems odd that he's suing me.
Yeah, I still have my head.
Right, but I feel like he could just kill me at any time he wants. So, you know, see you in court? Can we settle?
Well, that's my thing. Okay, so see you in court. At that point, though, like, I don't want to fight this. I'll just say, yeah, you're probably right. I probably did defame you. How much is it? How much do you want? Which, by the way, this guy wanted $666,000, which, judging by all those pictures of Diddy's stuff, I think he could have probably come up with $666,000. Yeah, $666,000. That's how much money he wanted. I know.
That doesn't seem like all that much money for New York cocaine from a cartel.
Very specific. It feels odd.
But also, it doesn't feel like, oh, you ruined my business. What were you making?
Right,
you're making $600,000 being a member of a cartel in New York City.
Like all of your contacts dried up in New York, and you don't even lose $1 million.
Right.
That does seem weird. The judge threw it out. She said that Gonzalez, this guy, lacked legal standing to sue, as he claimed injuries stemmed from illegal activities not protected by law. Additionally, the court found the claims to be frivolous, lacking an arguable basis either in law or in fact. The judge denied his leave to amend his complaint, stating that the defects in his lawsuit could not be cured by some amendments. So, you know, I guess when the judge throws something out, you can say, let me change it. All right, I'll change a few things.
Right.
And the judge said, yeah, there's no changing this.
Okay.
The whole thing is too ridiculous. You can't sue someone for screwing up your business if your business was illegal to begin with. I didn't know. Maybe you could. I don't know how that works. If you told me that you could sue someone, especially if you're already in trouble, I mean, it's not like the guy's worrying about getting busted. He already got caught. Now I guess he's doing time.
Right.
If you say, hey, I'm already in jail. I lost a bunch of money because of this guy. Yeah, what we did wasn't on the up and up, but neither one of us were doing what was on the up and up, and he took advantage of these loopholes.
I'm with you, but I do think...
It's unlikely. Yeah.
It's unlikely they'd be like, hey, you really screwed up this guy's cocaine money because you stole his cocaine.
I know. It's also...
Like, yeah, that seems like something you guys are going to have to figure out outside of the court of law.
Right. Plus, you got to think that the judge is reading this and going, I don't think Puff Daddy ruined the Sinaloa
cartels.
Like, entire governments have been trying to attack these cartels. FBI agents will run these stings that last years and years just to bring down one member of a cartel, just to bring them to justice, right? And a lot of times it doesn't work. It's dangerous. People die. Am I to believe that Puff Daddy, with a couple of phone calls, was like, I'll ruin this guy? I mean, look, maybe we're learning a lot about Puff Daddy through this whole thing. So maybe he was a lot tougher than we ever would have dreamed. But he doesn't, I guess, for now at least have to worry about paying this alleged cartel member the $666,000.
Well, the guy says he was one.
He says he's part of the Sinaloa cartel.
But
every article says he claims to be connected to. He, you know, they don't say he is. They don't say he's a known associate. They say he claims to be part of the Sinaloa cartel. So I don't know if that means they don't believe him or if they just want to make sure they have proof. I'm sure the media is also very careful. No, it's weird. In the United States of America, you think like, well, I'd be scared of the cartels if I'm in Mexico. But here you're probably safe. I don't think anyone, even here, feels all that comfortable saying whatever they want about cartels. No. I don't care how far north of the border you are. How in the middle of the country are you still
I don't need that heat.
He's alleged.
I do not want that smoke, son.
You do not. You do not.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! What's the biggest scam you've ever run?
Or
at least attempted. Have you ever run a successful scam in any way, shape, or form?
No, I'm not smart enough to do that.
See, that's the thing. These successful ones, it feels like there's so much work. Yesterday we talked about the woman who tried to sell Elvis's house.
Right.
It's like, God, with that amount of work, it feels like you could have done something legal. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean,
that much effort. I mean, you could have done something. I don't know. Just better ways to go about it, as we mentioned yesterday. Maybe don't do Elvis's house.
But I don't know.
So
I don't know how to run a scam.
Scams. Well, did you see this thing in Miami Springs, what this guy was doing for a couple years?
No.
It reminds me maybe just a little bit. I'll just say it before you guys do. Maybe a tiny bit of me selling rocks when I was a kid, door to door. And saying that they were for charity when they weren't. That sort of thing.
Some fans pretended he was autistic or neurodivergent to some degree, and then would pick up rocks from people's yards and then go to their house and ask them for money for their own rocks. And they would give them to him because, you know, oddly enough, it's not that he's such a great actor. It's that it's a believable role.
It was a group of
us. He always plays the same guy.
The method actor.
Yeah.
I was probably being bullied, you know. It was a group of us.
Oh, you were talked into it?
Probably. I mean, how did that become my role, you know?
I think everybody looked around.
Well, exactly. I'm being bullied right now, so I'm just saying.
Who could pull this off?
If that happened to your kids, you'd be worried that they're being bullied in that friend group, right? Why were you the one that they said needed the money?
Maybe you're the Kaiser Sosa of them.
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
But I doubt it.
The point is, this scam really doesn't have much to do with the rock thing. I just thought for some reason you would bring up the rock thing when I tell you about this Miami Springs story. So I just wanted to get it out of the way. Yes, when I was a kid, my friends and I would take rocks out of people's gardens or whatever, their yard, put them in a wagon, and go door to door and knock on the door and ask if they wanted to buy rocks.
And would they buy them?
Rarely, but yes, sometimes. They said that they were raising money for me. Sometimes I was their brother. Sometimes I was their friend. Maybe I was always their brother, but they were raising money for me. That's what they said.
To do what?
To help me.
To help you how?
I don't know. With my medical expenses or something. I don't remember. I mean, we were young.
That's a good scam.
I think it was just like, look at him.
Yeah, he's like,
he needs money. Obviously, our parents...
raising money for him, and they're like, for... Yeah, well, I'm good. Here's $10.
Yeah, yeah.
Just give it to him.
It did work a few times. So
yeah, I'd give it to
looking
you.
Back, we should have painted the rocks or something, you know, done a little more. Let's just put a little more effort
money into it.
Maybe not. I don't know. There was something about selling them their own rocks, too, that I think added to that there must be something wrong with this kid.
Yeah, he's trying to sell us his own rocks.
Because that's our lava rock there, right? I recognize my own lava rock. That came from our yard.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll tell you about this scam that's really nothing like that, but a little bit like that coming up.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
All right, so talk to me now about this person selling rocks to their neighbors.
No, it's not a person selling rocks to their neighbors. I sold rocks to a neighbor. This person, I sold actual rocks. I thought that story would somehow come up when I told you this story, so I was just preemptively getting it out of the way. This guy was selling something else. He was selling pizza. This is in Miami Springs, Florida. Miami Springs.
I don't know where Miami Springs is.
I assume that must be
around
the
Miami
area.
But I've lived in Lauderdale, Key West, in Miami.
I thought for sure.
Probably just a neighborhood.
It must be. I mean, they kept referring to it as Miami Springs. The story says Miami Springs, and anytime they talked about these, they said that this guy would go to these Miami Springs area hotels. So for a while, I was like, I should check and just make sure this isn't like Miami Springs, Ohio or something. But no, it's in Florida. So there's a guy who lives in that area, Miami Springs, wherever that is. His name is Jesus Roman, okay?
That's Miami.
He owns Roman's Pizzeria, and he's owned it for over 40 years, okay? Apparently, he's very proud of his product. He's used to have really good reviews.
Just part of Miami.
Okay. He's very proud of his product. He had very good reviews for a very long time. I don't know if those reviews have started to come back yet or not, but They got bad there for a while. I'm about to explain why. But suddenly, he started to have customers show up at his pizzeria who were angry about their order. They'd say, you gave me the wrong thing, or you delivered a box full of uncooked dough. You didn't even give me a pizza. It's just dough that hadn't even been put in the oven yet. There's no pizza sauce on it. Lots of different complaints. And he started to see his reviews on Yelp and Google start to go down. He was getting all these one-star reviews. He couldn't figure it out. It took a while, but he finally discovered that there was this guy who'd been going around hotels in the area, and I guess just around that area in Miami Springs, handing out these flyers. Like when you used to go to Vegas and they'd hand out the hooker things.
Yeah.
This guy's handing out pizzeria things. I guess because Romans had built up its name over the years, maybe people were like, oh, I've heard of Romans. I'll get some Romans pizza. Right. This guy changed it to Roman pizza, I think. Maybe changed the letter by one, which I do think. Do you have a legal argument there if you changed it by one letter?
Sure.
I mean, it's pretty clear, pretty
you
evident.
You got an argument.
Yeah. We don't know for sure, but it looks pretty clear that he was trying to use this other guy's name to sell pizza. But it was working. He did it for a couple of years.
If you're in a hotel, why? I don't know, whatever.
Right. I guess because these people are visiting, so maybe they don't know the difference.
Right, but how would they know what Roman's pizza is anyway?
That's what
it could
I'm
just
asking.
Be anything. It could
right.
be Steve's, Miami Springs, Florida, world's most famous Miami Springs pizzeria. You wouldn't have to do
exactly.
this to this other guy.
That's my main thing.
Unless they went and looked it up online.
That's the only thing I can figure, is that this guy's name was big enough and had good enough reviews that when people went to look,
right.
or if they asked someone and said, hey, is Roman's any good? They're like, oh, it's great. That would be the reason. Otherwise, I'm with you. Just come up with your
right,
own name.
Yeah.
Also, it's not really clear to me where this guy was making his pizza. I'd like to know.
Well, he wasn't making
pizza. Was he making
pizza,
it in his house? Sometimes he was. Because some people said the pizza was just bad. Some people said the pizza was not the same pizza they ordered. But some people did say they just got a box full of dough. So I guess it just depended on whether or not he had other pies in the oven or what was going on. I assume that maybe he was doing this out of his house, but maybe he was doing this out of a kitchen where he worked. It's not clear to me. But he was handing out these flyers. That much is clear. And he was doing this for a couple years, and he was selling pizzas to people. And a lot of these people were very unhappy. And you got to think, if you just guessed off the top of your head, probably 80-90% of people who are unhappy with an order, that's it. They just don't order it again.
Especially if you're in a different town. I guess if it was just bad pizza, I wouldn't say anything. If it was just dough in a box, I might call
enough.
And be like, hey.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even be mad, I don't think. I'd just be like, hey, I think you guys made a major error here.
Right. I know you didn't mean to do this. Right?
Right.
That sort of thing. Like, you
and then if you are running a fake pizzeria that you're not making pizza, you'd be like, no. Have you ever heard of Papa Murphy's? This is put that in the oven, buddy.
Right.
You're like, what? I'm in a hotel. I don't have an oven. Like, well,
that's
you
right.
should have thought about that before you ordered.
But there's no toppings. Well, that's what we do.
When you put
like
it in
Papa
the oven,
Murphy's.
It will be inside. I promise you.
They're inside. I like the idea of like, you didn't order any toppings on it. That's what we do here. We just get you the crust. But, I mean, this guy obviously was working hard at this. He was doing this for a couple of years. It seems like he was hustling. You talk all the time about there's certain people in life who hustle. And if they don't have the kind of smarts to get through college and become lawyers or doctors or whatever,
right.
then they hustle. Otherwise, they're screwed. But hustlers can survive on hustling alone.
But
and
now,
this guy
does he
was
get in
hustling.
Trouble?
He's been arrested.
What
He's
for?
Been arrested
I've heard of a
this.
Fake police officer before. I have never heard of a fake pizza guy.
Well, I guess this is the first time.
Jose Marti Alvarez tossed behind bars, accused of swindling tourists who thought they were ordering pies from Roman's Pizzeria. Cops say Alvarez passed out flyers in Miami Springs, calling his business Roman Pizzeria. The only problem when customers got the pies, cops say they were often undercooked, or it was the wrong order, or it was fraudulently priced.
So sometimes they show up upset here to the store, claiming where's the food, all the stuff, and we have to explain to them that it's not us.
That's got
to
be so confusing when they're like, hey, I never got my order, or hey, why'd you send me this box of dough? They're like, that wasn't us. We didn't send out a box of dough, or hey, we don't have an order from you.
Right.
And it would take you a while to figure out what's going on, right? Why are we getting these negative reviews?
Right, yeah.
Who here, which one of our delivery people is sending out boxes of
uncooked
stuff?
Right, and if you're the manager or the owner, you're trying to go through all those tickets.
Right, and you're calling or looking
back. Trying to figure out what hotel, where do they go, right?
Yeah, who took the
and
order?
And you probably did get a lot of orders to a hotel.
Yes, because
so now you're trying to figure out, all right, well, what room number, what's your name?
Yeah, so this guy who was doing it, who was running this scheme, Jose Marti Alvarez, 56, he faces charges of, No. I don't know if this was a law when I was a kid or not. I'm afraid I can't.
I'm with you. Steve on our Twitch says the same thing. I mean, I'd want to dig into it more because I know you only read part of the story.
I read this whole story. I promise I read this
whole
story.
Well, he's not doing anything wrong. He's just giving you a bad pizza.
That's
like, if you could go to jail for making a bad pizza, there'd be a ton of pizzerias that go to jail.
Right. No, I get it. So there was something that happened, and I'll get to that here in a second. But one of the charges that he's facing is organized scheme to defraud. That seems pretty broad. Now, I guess, is that because he was using the other pizzeria's name, or it's, you know, its likeness? It was too close that he knew what he was doing.
It seems more like a copyright infringement, not a criminal thing.
That's what I would think, too. Also, if you changed it by one letter. I mean, come on. Are we really breaking any rules here?
I own a pizzeria called Little Cesar.
Right. Exactly.
And it's Little Caesar.
It's Hot and Rebby. And
Hot and Weddy.
Hot and Weddy. sounds good.
Hot and Weddy.
Hot and Weddy.
Little Weezers.
Weetza. anyway, this guy faces charges of organized scheme to defraud and assault. So at some point, someone saw him handing out these flyers. They go chasing him, and they say that during this chase...
Wait, somebody was like, that's not real?
That's the pizza guy. That's the guy that we're looking for.
Flyer, it says Widow Weezers. Caesars, I'll kill you.
Right.
Like, you just start chasing a guy with a flyer for no reason?
There's an FBI task force.
My hotel is filled with Widow Weezers. They're everywhere.
Well, he handed it out. He handed these flyers out, and it did, I guess it looked like the Roman, like the real pizzeria stuff, except it did have a different phone number on it. So when people called that number, they ended up getting pizza from, whatever, Jose Alvarez instead of the actual Roman. So Roman, he's got all these angry customers. He says some of those customers slammed the restaurant with bad reviews. It had been an ongoing problem for years. So Roman did not complain to the police originally about the issue, but then he had a furious customer who showed up at the restaurant after hours, he said. The business owner was worried about his staff safety at that point. Like, I've got a guy here, sounds like he's ready to beat someone up, right?
Right.
And we've been having all these complaints. Maybe I should get the police involved. So he does. He calls the police. He says the police were starting to do something. They were posting no trespassing signs in the hotels. They were kind of, at that point, I guess, looking out for this person that might be handing out fake flyers or telling
people... The police
people,
of Miami are getting involved?
Well, is Miami Springs its own police
force? Watch Cocaine Cowboys after long. It seems like you guys are busy.
You would think you're way too busy to do this, right? But it was a hotel manager who originally spots this guy with the flyers.
You think the hotel manager would be the guy to be like, hey, you got to get out of here.
It was. I mean, right. So the hotel manager is...
But the police are doing a sting operation on Widow Weaver.
Right. So Widow Weezers. So this hotel manager confronts this guy about the flyers. They say that Marty Alvarez hit the hotel manager with a car. So he's like chasing after him, hits him with the car. That's according to the police officers who later arrested him. Marty Alvarez says, look, I just thought I was getting in trouble for handing out flyers. I didn't know that I hit anybody with my car. I'm sorry. So that's where the assault charge comes in. But also, why are you chasing this guy? You're not a cop.
Right.
You're a hotel manager. You're chasing someone.
Yeah,
you're
trying to get off
your property. He's obviously leaving your property unless his car was parked in your lobby. So once you get in front of his car, like, where are you going?
I'm starting to agree with this Roman guy. I'd order his pizza if I could.
Honestly,
give me a box of dough.
He put enough effort into this thing that it was like a real
business. Put enough effort with the flyers and everything. You should probably
cook some pizza. Right? At what point do you just say...
Like, my business is through the roof.
Right. Like,
I'm crushing this Roman guy. He's an idiot. He has no idea how to market anything.
No, he's not even calling
I'm just going to make some... I'm going to go buy some pizza and deliver other people's pizza.
Right.
That's where I thought you were going to go with it. Like, I'm just going to buy... I've thought about that before. If I open up a pizza shop but not really have one, right?
Yeah.
And buy different pizza boxes.
Right.
You know, made in Italy, you know, those fancy
right,
local.
Sure.
And then just go, and like every time someone orders a pizza, swing by Little Caesar and grab the hot and ready thing, switch the box and drop it off.
Yep, and charge twice as much.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's handcrafted, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. No, this is not. This guy, I think, was making pizza. I mean, they said he was making pizza. Sometimes he was sending dough, but it sounds like he was making pizza.
I don't think anybody would ever catch you, even if they didn't like your pizza. They'd be like, ah, damn, I spent $20. Tastes like Little Caesar.
Exactly.
Right? Like, that's
and it's tourists
Little
anyway.
Little Caesar's pizza's good, so like, I don't think people would complain.
This guy's only targeting tourists,
Little Weezers.
This guy's only targeting tourists, and they come and go, so it doesn't really matter. I just think
go buy the pizza from Costco. You're right.
Yeah.
Costco has great pizza.
Or if you're making your own pizza anyway, then just change the damn name, I guess, because this whole organized scheme to defraud seems pretty vague. running over the hotel manager, if I was Marty, I'd say, hey, that hotel manager chased me. He assaulted me when he ran into my car when I was trying to get out of there. That seems really, really thin. But the organized scheme to defraud, at that point, it's like, yeah, maybe you should have just called it Marty's Pizza. And you can lie about other things, like, you know, 10 out of 10 people say that Marty's Pizza is better than Roman's. We've heard rumors that Roman spits in his pies. We don't spit in our pies. Whatever, things that you know, those legal workarounds. You're allowed to say this. Sure. It's not defamation. You could do those things.
If that many people were ordering the pizzas that's crushing this other guy's business, then you're right. Just go to Little Caesar's. Costco and buy the pizza.
Just do it.
Just like, oh, how much is it? It's $20. Yeah. All right, well, I'll go buy the pizza for 10 and deliver it to your house and make $10.
That's it. That's all you had to do.
But I guess he kind of, because he's still delivering something.
He's delivering something. Sometimes
making a pizza, still some throwing dough in a box. So if you're going to do all that, you're going to go to, I mean,
maybe
if you just told me you built a website and people were buying pizza and you never delivered them.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I get it.
Right.
Smart.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right? That's what you expect this fraud
but
like
this guy's
that to
still
be.
Bringing.
This guy's delivering
he's
something.
He's promoting his business that doesn't exist.
You know, it's possible that he was delivering Costco pizzas and that's why, because I cannot figure out where he was making them. Do they think he was making them at his house? Did he work at the hotel? Like, where was he making these pizzas? Maybe he was buying pizzas somewhere else and throwing them in
maybe
a box.
Just
frozen pizzas.
Dijerno.
Exactly. Frozen pizzas or something and heating them up. But God, you know, that one oven at your house. I guess if it's just a side hustle, though, you could cook a bunch of those.
You could, and just think, I mean, if you had, say you put three ovens in your garage.
Right. Now you're really cooking.
Right. Now you just,
Marty's.
Let them cook.
I say.
I'm thinking about this as an idea. We could put three ovens in my garage.
Yeah.
Open up a pizza place and just heat up DiGiorno.
Yep. Because you could fit 30 of those in each oven. I mean, just deliver them all day. It's not DiGiorno, it's delivery. Boom. There you go. You already got your tagline,
right? It is DiGiorno.
Right.
It's not what we're now. It's what we've been.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Are you happy?
Couldn't be happier.
Really?
I don't know what happiness is. Mm. Happiness isn't a state of mind. Happiness is a journey, my man. Am I happy right now? Sure. Will I be happy in 3 minutes? I'm not sure. Will I be happy 3 minutes after that? Who knows? I could be happy, unhappy. It's just a constant up and down ride. It's a roller coaster. I think people search for happiness like I'm continually happy. I think that's a lost cause there.
Well, you should be happy when you get home at least.
Why?
And before you leave the house to come here, you got no excuse. You should probably be about second happiest person in the world.
Why?
Because the internet says so. You Johnson Countyans and your happiness. Happiest people in the country.
Oh, is that true?
Supposedly. I don't know where they get these numbers. So you didn't already see this?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, and it's not just like, oh, here's a thousand places that people like to live. That I can live with. When they're like, here's 150 great cities to raise a kid. And Overland Park shows up. I'm like, yeah, okay, it shows up. I get it. But when it's like the 10 happiest places to live in the entire country.
And Overland Park's number one?
And I didn't say it was number one. Don't get ahead of yourself there. We'll make a different list for these counties with the biggest egos. But you did make the damn list. And you got some pretty good company. Did I what?
Did your
me
city.
Me personally or my city?
Your city.
No. Huh. It probably shouldn't, by the way. If it did, I'd be calling these people like, hey, who did you talk
to? Actually, I'd be really sad.
You'd be sad?
Yeah, because I'd be like, that's the seventh happiest place in the world?
That's true.
Jesus Christ.
They seem
what
miserable.
Are the other places like?
Because all I ever hear from my Kansas City Mo coworkers is bitching and moaning and complaining. Yeah. Well, no, you've got some good company. I'll tell you what it is here in a second.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.